Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACEBOGO.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice. Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald and the Spectator.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Here's the millennial with the mic, Grace Curley.
Good Monday, everyone. This is not Grace Curley. I'm Aaron Chadbourne. I'm going to be sitting in for Grace all week. She is off. She's on vacation. It's spring break, and we'll be here bringing you all of the top stories, the analysis. I filled in for Grace a few times before. If you've not heard me before, I live up in Maine where I host shows on WGAN up there. I'm a former senior policy advisor for Governor Paul LePage. We wish he were still here running the state of Maine instead of the governor we have now. But so much coming today. Jared, this is the thing about live radio. You prepare for a show and then all of a sudden, just before you go on, everything changes.
Yeah, bad news for New York.
Is it bad news? I think so. If you're not following yet, it's probably bad news for Letitia James because she's, I bet, all weekend been watching like HGTV and like preparing for going in and barring the doors and hanging the chains. And maybe she had her sledgehammer out to like flip it or flop it.
I want these quartz counters in Trump's gold bathroom when I take over.
You know she was excited. She probably had like Vanity Fair lined up to do like a photo shoot of her in like the penthouse at Trump Tower. If you're just catching up on the news, though, an appeals court has just ruled largely in Trump's favor. They've reduced the amount that Trump has to pay to $175 million from the, what was it, 400 and doesn't even matter, over 400 million. $454 million is what the damages were, but he'd have to put up that bond if he were going to appeal it. And so I've been commenting on this for several days, and some of you'll know I am a lawyer, was a lawyer, I don't know, I'm a member of the Maine and the Massachusetts bars. I don't practice law, though, but when you do legal analysis of what Trump's been doing, the fact that he appealed it, that he didn't put it up, that he said, look, I went and talked to all the bond agencies, no one's willing to give a bond for that much money, which why would you? It's crazy. So it's not possible to get a bond for $454 million. And he might have. Now, Trump might have been able to secure the funding. He could have, if he has assets worth it, and apparently he does if Letitia James were going to seize them, he probably could have taken equity out on them. But if you want to strengthen your argument, you have to go and say, look, it can't be done. It's unconscionable. It's a crazy number. And the appeals court, a five-judge panel agreed with him, and they've reduced the amount that he has to post to $175 million, which, by the way, still a lot of money. It's still a crazy number, but it's a number that's much easier for him to have liquid. Trump has now said that he's going to post the bond, and so it allows him to appeal. Now, I want everyone to think about what just happened. Two things. Number one, in order for someone to appeal what I think is a decision that's likely to be overturned, he had to come up with $450 million just to appeal. Just to pursue his legal right to say that the judge, the prosecutor, everyone that's been out to get him, and really they're willing to bend the law just to get Trump. In order to appeal it, he had to come up with the entire amount, which is a number that really no one can put together in that short period of time. So I think it was always likely that that number was going to be reduced, at least during appeal. And I think it's quite likely that the whole award, the damages, gets reduced and maybe the court gets reversed. And I think this is just another in a series of it. And I'll tell you, for a lot of people that are in this never Trump camp or get rid of Trump by any means necessary, the kind of lawfare group, the people that are like, oh, democracy is so fragile and important that we can't even let him on the ballot. I mean, they are trying to destroy Trump. They think that's going to keep him from being president. I make the argument, and I heard Frank Luntz say it over the weekend. Maybe we'll play those cuts. I think it's what's going to elect Donald Trump. I think the day that Trump secured the nomination for the Republican nominee for president, and I said it to all of my liberal friends who were dunking that day, was the day they raided Mar-a-Lago. The day the FBI went in and had this massive raid on Trump's property in Florida, former president, never done before, the day they raided Mar-a-Lago was the day that he locked up the nomination. before that, people were kind of flirting with DeSantis. No one was talking about Haley. I don't know how she became the last one in the race. Maybe everyone else saw the writing on the wall sooner. But Vivek, there was a lot of appetite for considering a competitive primary until that day. And I think that's the same thing that's going to go on here. And I was, you know, very interested to see what the reaction would be had Letitia James gone and tried to seize Trump Tower and tried to seize all of these things. And Frank Lutz said it over the weekend. Let's go ahead, Jared, and play cut 7.
If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency.
Because it is. They're going to say that he is. He's going to claim that it is because that's exactly what it is. Everyone is out and out to get Donald Trump, to keep him from even being on the ballot. These defenders of democracy are terrified about letting people vote. Just let them vote. Just let them vote. It's the same thing that happened when Colorado, the judges out there, Shenabello is here in Maine. It's the same thing. It's the same thing that's really going to propel everyone who believes that they're out to get Donald Trump is being proven right, because that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, I don't know how with a straight face you argue any other way. And I think it's funny, too, because like Frank Luntz, he does not like Donald Trump. He's a Republican pundit. He's a pollster. He, I think, is in the Never Trump camp. But he's pointing out what I think is very true, which is the Democrats, the progressives, they overreach every time, and they have to save democracy by destroying it. We have to make sure that every vote is counted by telling you who you can't vote for and not letting them be on the ballot. Go ahead, play clip 8.
If you play politics on this, this is what the secretaries of state did in Colorado and what they did in, I believe, it was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
It is a perfect example of how misguided they are. They are handing Trump the election. So if your goal is to defeat Donald Trump, I don't know, maybe secure the border, maybe fix the economy, maybe do something that shows that you're better than him at running the country, number one, and maybe don't do exactly the things that everyone's concerned about. I mean, we get all these lectures about Trump being authoritarian, about Trump being anti-democracy and a dictator, and he said he's going to be a dictator on day one. And then we weaponize all of the Justice Department and the attorneys general and all of his political enemies for political reasons are targeting him. I mean, you can't make it up. You really can't. It's something that I never thought we would see in my lifetime. Now, I think there are many ways, if people wanted to campaign against Donald Trump, and he's a good campaigner, there are many things they could attack him on. Go after his policies, disagree with him, go after him for his temperament or his way that he tweets, mean tweets. Go at the actual, like, actually compete, win, beat him. If you think you can beat him, which, oh my God, listening to, and Jared, you've told me before I should just stop watching Meet the Press. So it's probably my fault for continuing to watch it. But listening to Kristen Welker go on and on about the big lie and election denial and how everyone needs to say that the last election was fair and that's going to be the litmus test. Like, I mean, nobody believes that it was fair. You can say that it was legal. There are ways to say that it was legal. If you don't believe there was ballot stuffing, if you don't believe there, you know, any of the ballot harvesting, but there were manipulations to the way the elections were conducted, and they did it. Secretaries of state did it. People used COVID emergency authority. They didn't go through the legislatures for things like drop boxes and changing the way and the manner and how long you could vote by absentee. That made it way easier for ballot harvesting. So sure, you can say that it was legal, but that doesn't mean it was fair. But there's this new litmus test that in order to be on TV, in order to be part of polite society, you have to acknowledge, oh, no, no, no. Joe Biden won fair and square and beat Donald Trump. Now, I don't know that any of the voting irregularities changed the outcome of the election, but I do think that every attempt was made to stack the deck in their favor. And I blame, and we'll get to Ronna McDaniel later because this Chuck Todd thing really cracks me up. But it's really, have you noticed the only time Republicans are allowed to be on television now is if they're criticizing other Republicans? It used to be you had to be critical of Trump. And so there was this kind of test of, did you vote to impeach him or not? And then Nancy Mace or whoever, you're allowed to come on TV. But now it's if you're willing to speak ill of any other Republican. So you get like Matt Gaetz because he was part of the gang that ousted Kevin McCarthy. Okay, now you're allowed to come back on. But then now like NBC doesn't even know what to do. And they're hyperventilating over the fact that Ronna McDaniel, who, by the way, nobody likes. Republicans don't like her. Democrats don't like her. People that like Trump don't like her. People who don't like Trump don't like her. NBC doesn't like her. I don't know why anyone would give this woman a contract. And I think she's going to be fired. So maybe she makes out the best because they're going to have to buy her out of the contract, right? And so we'll get more into that as we go on. We'll talk more about Donald Trump as well. Everyone that's a leader at Boeing seems to be out of a job or about to be out of a job. So we'll dive into that. There's more drama between Israel and Joe Biden, and that's playing out in a terrible way. Their emotion to vacate. There's a lot going on today. And you know who I really feel sorry for, Jared? Princess Kate. Here, this was meant to be her big day where we could talk about the apologies that everyone owes her or whatever because of her shady PR. But now, like, she's forgotten about. It's Monday, it's a new week, and no one cares about Princess Kate anymore. Maybe I'll start a rumor that that's where Grace went, is that she went to pay her tributes and lay flowers. She wanted to express. No, that's not where Grace is. She's on a pre-planned vacation. Nothing to do with Princess Kate. Although I listened to the show on Friday, and Grace did seem somewhat apologetic over feeding into the rumors. Do you feel bad?
I don't. And you know, we talked about this a little bit before the show. The way that it was handled lends itself to that. And just if that's what it is, come out and say it. But the secrecy, the shadiness, the whole thing just. I don't feel bad about speculating at that point because something clearly was off about the whole thing.
Well, so here's what I feel bad about. I think that people, when they're dealing with cancer or cancer diagnosis or treatment, they do deserve privacy. The reason why everything got so out of hand is because they were being shady. Okay. Ask for privacy. Say, hey, we're dealing with something medical. It's worse than we thought. Don't freak out. She's going to live. But like, you know, we need some extra time and sensitivity. You know, people would probably have an understanding. But to then just be shady and post this like Photoshop picture and be like, this was taken this morning. Everyone's fine. And well, like, no. So you don't deserve it. I think that they brought it on themselves. All right. We got a lot more to dive into. We'll talk more about Trump and Boeing, Netanyahu, NBC. Stay right here on the Grace Curley Show. I am Aaron Chadbourne filling in for Grace.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we are back on The Grace Curley Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne filling in for Grace. Before the break, I was talking about, you know, this outrage on NBC that they hired Ronna McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel, disgraced former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel, is now a paid analyst on NBC. And they did it right at the same time she was supposed to be interviewed on Meet the Press, which created all this backlash, leading to all this backlash saying that she can't be trusted. How dare they? And that led me to thinking about who I think is the least trustworthy person they have on NBC, MSNBC, these paid on-air talent. And so that brings us to today's poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. All right, Jared, what's today's poll question and what are the answers thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is which paid NBC News personality do you trust the least? Ronna McDaniel, Jen Psaki, Simone Sanders Townsend, Chuck Todd, Kristen Welker, or Brian Williams?
That's a hard question. Like, that's tough. I think, like, I'm tempted to say Jen Psaki, but I think I'm going to go with Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd right now in second place at 35%. In the lead, Jen Psaki at 42%. 13%.
Yeah,
13% for Brian Williams, 6% for Ronna McDaniel, 2% each for Kristen Welker and Simone Sanders Townsend.
I don't think anyone knows who Kristen Welker is, and I don't think that her ratings are going to be particularly good.
She's the really, really obnoxious one.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before,
Jared. She's insufferable, man.
The tone of voice that she uses with the Republicans when she lectures back to them, and we'll play some of the cuts with the Ronna McDaniel interview, but the tone that she uses, like when she had Speaker Johnson on there, and she was like, Mr. Speaker. Like, she's just so condescending. And I think, well, who was the guy that was like the host of Meet the Press for like 5 minutes and they fired him? David Gregory?
Maybe.
I think that's going to happen to her. Like, I think she'll get, like, she'll make it through the election and then they'll announce because it was so much. They'll be like, bring back Chuck Todd or something. I bet it's going to happen. She's horrible. And she doesn't know how to use the panel. Like, if you're going to have a panel, know how to use them. You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne, your host today. If you'd like to call in and be on the line with us here on The Grace Curley Show, the number is 844-500-4242, or you can text the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y, to 617-213-1066. So those are the ways you can interact. I'm laughing because on Fox News, they keep showing Trump coming outside of the courtroom because he's in, I guess the trial that he's in New York for is the one about paying the hush money and then taking it as a write-off, which I think is the stupidest of all the trials. But he just came out to comment on that because they set the trial date. And so I was joking to Jared. It's like, you know, when you used to get in trouble and your dad would come out and yell at you and then he'd walk back in and then come out again and another thing. Like, that's kind of the vibe that it's giving. And the audio is terrible because he's like shouting to the cameras like across the sidewalk. But I mean, it works. All people are focused on Trump and they should be. This asset thing, though, and having to post the bond in order to appeal, I think is just really, really, I think, going to blow up in Democrats' face. Let's go to the phone lines, though. I know Tom wanted to comment on this issue. Let's go ahead and take Tom. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Yeah. First of all, if a state agency or a state prosecutor can go after Trump, seizing his personal properties, a little guy like me, a retired electrician, if somebody doesn't like my political views and finds out that I donated $100 to Donald Trump's campaign back in 2016 and then comes up with some BS charges against me, okay, they're going to send me to prison? No, but I am going to have to spend thousands of dollars defending myself in a civil court. And, you know, I don't know if you've used a lawyer lately in Massachusetts. Try finding one that works for under $400 an hour. They're non-existent. And that's the point, is like when Trump says, they're not after me, they're after you. And I truly believe that with the bottom of my heart. I think these so-called progressives, deep down, they're closeted totalitarians that hate this country. They hate its past, and yes, we had slavery, okay? So didn't the rest of the world have slavery, all right? Get over it at some point. Nobody owns slaves in this country anymore. However, what the Biden administration has done by bringing in almost 10 million people within 3 years to this country is having a serious effect on people, raising rents. You don't think if all of a sudden you have a massive increase in urban areas of people looking for apartments, it's not going to affect you? And I totally support Trump said what he said, that I will order massive deportations.
We're going to have to stop you there, Tom, because we're running up against the clock. But I mean, that's the thing. I think everyone's looking at what's happening in the border. And unless you work for this president, the Biden administration, if your name is Karine Jean-Pierre or Alejandro Mayorkas, I think everyone gets what's happening and gets what's at stake. We'll take more of your calls when we come back on The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Aaron Chadbourne sitting in for Grace, who is off on spring break this week. Thanks so much for being with us. And that caller was right. I think people are looking at what's happening at the border. They're looking at this real thing. And they're saying, do we want more of the same or do we want to go back to kind of how things were under Donald Trump? And, you know, it was so funny to listen to Kristen Welker yesterday on Meet the Press pushed Ronna McDaniel to say, well, if you disagree with Trump about this, I mean, you disagree with him about that, like, how could you possibly still vote for him? And Ronna McDaniel had a good answer. She said, what, you think I'm going to vote for Biden? Like, what's my choice? If that's the choice, like, of course I'm voting for Trump. That's what she said. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And people have to look at that, have to look at what is the choice you're actually giving us. If you wanted to put up a credible alternative to Donald Trump, maybe that would have been the way to beat him. And you wouldn't have to resort to all this lawfare and trying to disqualify him and stealing his hotels and his money and all of that. Maybe you could just actually have a real race. But Ronna McDaniel, so I want to talk about this issue because I think it's ridiculous and hilarious that it's blown up. Number one, I don't know why NBC thought they needed her as a paid analyst. I think it is, I'll tell you, when I worked for Governor Paul LePage up here in Maine when he was governor, there was a board that I was responsible for liaising with that oversaw like public service. And they were responsible for having an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. They wanted to be nonpartisan, so they had to appoint from both parties. And that was one of the statutory requirements. And when I looked at the roster of who was on it, there was only one Republican serving on that board. And so I went to the executive director. I said, what the heck? Like, what's going on here? And she said, well, we've wanted to have more Republicans, but we asked around and nobody knew any. Like, that's what happens here, is that people put themselves in their own bubble, their own silo, and they don't know. And so here's NBC. They're like, oh, I know. We need someone who can really break down what Republicans are thinking. Let's hire Ronna McDaniel. Now, Ronna McDaniel just stepped down as chair of the RNC because nobody was happy with her. She got reelected. So I guess the establishment and the insiders, she was on the right team for them. But she wasn't in good standing with Donald Trump. She wasn't in good standing with the base. She's not in good standing with apparently the left, but they're just so mad. And I think, you know, the fact that it's Ronna McDaniel, I think if it were anyone else too, if it were to break right now, whether it doesn't matter who it was, it's because it became this big thing. And they're taking the fact she was on the air to really blow this up and to make a big deal out of it. But no one goes further in this kind of like head melting scenario than Chuck Todd, which also, like, how crazy is it? And this goes back, Jared, to what I'm saying about Kristen Welker being so weak. Her panel includes the former host of the show. Like, she can't get through the political season without having him back on to comment. And then he does this whole thing where he attacks NBC, which I also think is funny. But I just want to lay this out for you because it's this thing where the left is kind of going after. They smell blood in the water. They're ticked. They're really ticked that it's any Republican, that it's a pro-Trump Republican. But they now see blood in the water. They're coming after them. And so this is how Kristen Welker intros it. Go ahead, play clip one, cut one.
In full disclosure to our viewers, this interview was scheduled weeks before it was announced that McDaniel would become a paid NBC News contributor. This will be a news interview, and I was not involved in her hiring.
So now, like, between the time that they scheduled the interview and then the interview happened, she now is on the contract for NBC, so she's getting paid to do the interview, which I'm sure that NBC pays people all the time for interviews. This one was not that. It was not a paid appearance. But now it presents this kind of weird thing, right? So it's this whole thing. So she goes, she does the interview, and then she asks the panel, the expert panel, please react. And here's what Chuck Todd says. Cut four.
Chuck, let's dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with. Yeah. Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her?
She has credibility issues. Like, this is what they don't like, the fact that they say this with a straight face. Oh, she has credibility issues. We can't trust what she says now because she's being paid by NBC. Well, then why does NBC pay analysts at all? Like, I mean, if you're creating the conflict, and so Chuck Todd's taking it up with NBC, like, how dare they pay her and how dare they let her be on the show now that she's a paid analyst? I mean, I really don't get the point. Like, I really don't get the point of, I can't trust her now because maybe she's saying what she's saying not to mess up her contract. I mean, maybe Chris Christie ran for president so that he could get more of these contracts. Maybe that's what Vivek was doing running for president, was so that he could be on Fox News and all these other places. Like, this is what these people do. And there's been a long established pathway to go from being in public office or chair of one of these things. Like, Michael Steele shows up as a pundit. Like, that's what happens all the time. So are you saying that we shouldn't hire any of them ever? I don't get it. Like, I really don't get this outrage. Go ahead, play cut five. Chuck Todd, go ahead, Chuck.
When NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
Now, does anyone believe that? Does anyone believe that NBC's giving her NBC's credibility? Does that make you trust her more, or does it make you trust her less? Like, which one is it, really? Like, NBC is giving her credibility. I mean, this is the network that has, you know, the likes of Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Oh, did you see their heads were melting too about this? And they couldn't believe they weren't consulted over the hiring. Go ahead with clip six.
Let's talk about the hiring of former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel.
Well, she was on Sunday's Meet the Press. It was her first appearance since NBC News hired her as a political analyst. I know you won't be surprised to know that we've been inundated with calls this weekend, as have
I'm sure.
Most people connected with this network, about NBC's decision to hire her. We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump was on the phone.
To be clear, we believe NBC News should seek out conservative Republican voices to provide balance in their election coverage. But it should be conservative Republicans, not a person who used her position of power to be an anti-democracy election denier. And we hope NBC will reconsider its decision.
So the best takeaway that I have there, and I think this, the one thing that reflects well on NBC in this whole thing, is that they don't ask Joe and Mika for advice when they're making hiring decisions. I think that's really my takeaway, because I think they're wrong about everything. And do you believe Mika Brzezinski when she says to you, like, oh yeah, we think we should have real conservatives on? Her idea of a conservative is probably Joe Scarborough, the former Republican congressman from Florida, who himself, a political hack, used that hackery to be able to get this contract and this talk show in the first place. Like, I mean, it's just so crazy to me. And I guess, again, this is why I don't watch MSNBC. I've never seen Jen Psaki's show. I'd be interested in what she does, but I can't bring myself to watch it. Anytime I put on MSNBC, you're in this weird alternate universe. And that's where these people live. And they think that this is important. They think the public cares about this. And the public doesn't care about this. Yes, the left is going to make hay on it because they see blood in the water. Again, here's how I think this plays out. And I'd be interested in other people's takes. We'll take them after the break. You can call in. The phone number is 844-500-4242 if you want to comment. But here's how I think it plays out. They're using this all to keep Ronna McDaniel off the air, which Republicans are very happy with. We don't like her either. Nobody actually likes Ronna McDaniel. She's no longer the chair of the RNC for a very good reason. She didn't do great. So fine, keep her off the air. But I think, and Jared, I don't know if you think I'm wrong here, I think they're going to axe her, but they're probably going to have to pay out the contract. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. No one has to watch Ronna McDaniel, and she gets a big payday for having negotiated this contract. I think that's, don't you think that's how it's going to go?
That's the golden parachute right here. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I'm curious as to, I don't know who the head of NBC or MSNBC is, but remember when they fired Zucker at CNN, and I think Brandon Licht was the guy's name, he took over, and he tried to move the network towards the center, and then, like, after a couple months, they were like, yeah, okay, reassigned. I wonder whoever the president of NBC that made this hire, if they're going to be reassigned.
It's like when they had Caitlin Collins interview Trump. You're exactly right. It's the same thing. And they've seen it play out. They saw how it played out at CNN. That's exactly what they're doing. You've got it. All right. I think we'll take calls on this. So, again, if you want to call, we're going to take a break first, but then we'll take calls. 844-500-4242 is the number if you'd like to line up. And before we go, though, I do want to talk to you. You know, one of my favorite products that we talk about here on the show, it's my dad's favorite product, too, which is Eden Pure.
Yeah, your dad is a thunderstorm superstar from what I understand.
He'll tell me later that this is his favorite part of the show is when we talked about him and like the things that he likes. Because I'm like, Dad, did you hear the show? He's like, oh, yeah, I really liked it when Grace mentioned that I used the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. But I thought my dad, like, he bought one of these for like every room in his house. And I was like, have you gone crazy? Like, what is this? I didn't believe it. But if you've ever had a situation where there are weird smells, it could be a gas smell because, you know, you spilled something. It could be from food. It could be, you know, pets. I use them to get houses ready for sale when I have weird smells in a house I'm getting ready. I'm also a realtor to sell. I'll bring over the thunderstorm, plug it in, let it run for an afternoon. It's great.
Yeah, and the great news now is for you. You can be like Aaron and his dad because you've been waiting for it, and now it's here. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer is on. It's been extended for another week. You heard Aaron say it, and a lot of people ask, does it really work? Yes, it does. It's small enough to hold in your hand, doesn't take up any floor space, but it's as powerful as any big, bulky floor unit. And what I love about it is it's great for my allergies, but I also like that it doesn't make things smell flowery. There's not this thick, sticky, floral-scented air that you have to worry about. It ionizes the air, which creates a super oxygen, and that is what eliminates any odors and allergens and pollutants in your house. So right now, take advantage of the BOGO offer. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier today and get another one for free at EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACEBOGO. EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACEBOGO for your BOGO Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly. This is the Grace Curley Show.
We're back here on the Grace Curley Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne in for Grace. We were talking before about this Kristen Welker and Ronna McDaniel, and it's not like the way they make it seem is they're like, oh, you're giving her a platform, and that's not what they're not giving her a platform to spout. Like, they're trying to make her agree with what they want and then use it as a gotcha moment. But the way they treated her too, play cut two.
Ronna, do you, to the people who feel like you enabled Donald Trump and his lies about the election, do you owe people an apology? Do you owe this country an apology?
I mean, they should pay Ronna McDaniel for going on and having to deal with this, right? They're like, it's so, like, Kristen Welker is so condescending. She's so extra. Play cut three. We'll see more of it.
Speak to the people who hold you responsible for enabling Donald Trump and his mistruths, his lies about the election. Why should they trust you when they say they don't?
They shouldn't. Like, don't trust her. Like, whatever. Make up your own mind. Why is it Ronna McDaniel's job to tell people why to trust her? NBC obviously thought it was worthwhile. They hired her. So, like, I mean, they brought her on. They're paying her to be a punching bag, essentially. And that's why she's doing it. She's legitimizing NBC. So, again, I don't think that NBC was giving her credibility. I think her being a Republican on one of these unfair, rigged coverage networks that's trying to put itself off as mainstream, I think she's giving them credibility. Interested in what you think, if you'd like to join the conversation, 844-500-4242 is the number. Let's go and talk to Mike calling from Maine. I love when the Maine callers get in. Hey, Mike.
Just couldn't get enough abuse. You had to sign up for a week more, huh?
Well, Grace has earned the time off, so we hope she's having fun, you know, dropping off flowers for Princess Kate or whatever it is she's doing.
Well, you know, if you want to know why Ron McDaniel is looking for a new gig, all you have to do is look at the expenditure list from the GOP and what she spent money on. It was extraordinary, if you read it. Money on limousines, Floral arrangements, almost $100,000 in floral arrangements. You go down the list, dry cleaning, beauty salon, hello, hello, hello. You know, she came up in 2022 in the midterm, and I was with your boss at a fundraiser down at Saco, your old boss, Governor LePage. And she showed up for about an hour through the whole thing, spoke for about 20 minutes, not even that, maybe 15 minutes, jumped back in her SUV with blackened out windows like she's some superstar and drove off. I wasn't impressed at all, and I don't think many of the people there were either. So there's a reason that she's looking for a new gig, you know what I mean? And I mean, just look at the expenditure. Just Google the expenditure list when the RNC, when she was in charge, and you'll see probably why she's looking for a new gig.
Great points, Mike. Thanks for the call. I mean, I think it's a good point, right? I think people that get into these positions, RNC chair or whatever, they become part of the beautiful people. It's the, you know, they run to throw the bums out of office and then they take over and they're just as bad, if not worse, than the people they came to replace. And I think that's part of Ronna McDaniel and why she doesn't have her job anymore is because, well, first of all, I mean, we know her relationship to Mitt Romney. She comes from the Romney family. She's not necessarily in touch with the base. She won Donald Trump's favor when she was there and she had to keep it. But again, you were chair of the RNC, so you were really have to be responsive to the party. You don't get to tell the party what to do. It's the opposite way. And so she, for whatever reason, she outstayed her welcome. She wasn't particularly great at winning elections. And so now she does need a soft landing spot, right? That's what they're trying to to provide to her here at NBC. I don't know why. I just don't know. I don't know who looked at Ronna McDaniel and said, oh, here's someone that people need to hear from. It's just, it's literally no one knew of any other Republicans. And they were like, oh, we don't have any Republicans. And then they also have this like whitelist and blacklist. Like, are you blacklisted and not allowed to appear or are you whitelisted? And they've gotten a little confused with their whitelist and blacklist because it first was, unless you voted to impeach Donald Trump or you came out on January 6th and said that he was the biggest threat to democracy ever, unless you did that, you weren't allowed to come on the show. Now they've had to figure out, okay, well, Trump doesn't like Ronna McDaniel now, so maybe we can have her. Maybe that makes her acceptable. Like, they play all these weird, tortured rules and games about which conservative voices they'll allow on and which ones they'll silence. Like on CBS this on the weekend, I also watched 60 Minutes because, again, I'm an old soul. So I watched Beat the Press and I watched 60 Minutes. And they had John Negroponte on, which I remember from the Iran-Contra scandal forever ago. And then he became director of national intelligence, which I thought was terrifying because I don't believe in giving these shady characters all this power and all this government control. Just see what happened to Donald Trump. And so, but they're having him on. And what was he on? He was on to plead the case for why Lockheed Martin needed more money. Right? That's what's wrong. The people that are the acceptable folks are the ones that have either sold out the American people or sold out to financial interests. That's who we're allowed to hear from. When what we want to hear from is people that are in touch with average, everyday Americans who understand our real way of life, not the people who are carted around in these tinted window SUVs like Mike mentions, but people who actually see what the cost of gas is and the price of milk and eggs at the grocery store, not people that have to feign that they know what they're talking about with shrinkflation, which is Joe Biden's newest thing. He's talking about the size of a Snickers bar. But we want real people who actually get it, who understand why immigration, uncontrolled immigration, illegal immigrants flooding across the border, attacking the National Guard, why that's a problem. That's what we want to see. We'll take more of your calls. We'll dive more into the stories. When we come back, I am Aaron Chadbourne filling in for Grace here on The Grace Curley Show.